On the line now, I have independent councillor Niall Ring, newly elected Lord Mayor. Good afternoon to you, Niall.
Good afternoon, Noel. Yeah, it's great to be on your show now. My first few days. It's great to talk to my fellow North Riders and up there around Bartain and Coolock.
Okay, the first thing
thanks, thanks for me on, yeah.
But the first thing I should have said was congratulations on the appointment.
Oh, really
I've interviewed a lot of Lord Mayors, and I know it may sound like a silly question, but I've never asked it. And it was just before you came on. I was just thinking of it. When this comes up about the Lord Mayor and it comes around, are you asked? Do you want to go in for this to be proposed?
No, what actually happens, Noel, is in general there's a pact between the various political parties on the council and at the start. Now, the last council, for example, was Fine Gael and Labour had a majority. So they ran the council, all the chairs of the committees, and then they divided the Lord Mayorships between them, 3 for Fine Gael, 2 for Labour. This time, the majority grouping that got together was Sinn Féin, Labour, the Greens and the Independent Group. And we were the second largest group, so we got 2 Lord Mayors. Christy Burke was the first and myself the second.
Okay.
And Sinn Féin got 2 and Labour got 1. But within your own group, you have to get the nomination. So that's the biggest thing, to get out of your group. And once you're out of your group, if the pact stays in place, the agreement stays in place, you get the Lord Mayor. So luckily enough, that happened for me.
Okay, so you knew you were in the mix anyway. That's what I meant as well.
Until I got that chain around my neck, I didn't quite believe it. No, tell yourself with politics, things can go wrong.
Exactly. It's a great honour, though. Absolutely great honour.
Absolutely.
I was just thinking now, another previous Lord Mayor, Andrew Montague, he'd put forward proposals many years ago about the powers of the Lord Mayor, and actually the extension of the tenure of the Lord Mayor. Have you any ideas on that, and would you agree with that? That there should
well,
be more powers?
Well, the extension of the I'm only in it 4 days, Noel, and I tell you, it has to be the best job in the country. It's fabulous because you're just meeting the ordinary citizens of Dublin and tourists. You're just going around your city. You're the number one citizen. So fair play to Andrew. I have no hesitation in being the second Alfie Byrne. I think he did 10 years, Noel. I'd be fully in favour of that, but I don't think it'll happen, unfortunately.
Okay, and what about the extension of powers, maybe?
They're looking at a directly elected mayor, as in London, which I don't actually agree that we need that, because we have a chief executive, and that's effectively what the mayor of London is. He's the sort of CEO of the city. The extension of powers, it's a non-ordinary role, it's an ambassadorial type role, it's a representative role. I don't know what powers a Lord Mayor could have that could add to, we ultimately are subject to the decisions of the councillor. So, you could have certain powers and they'd say, well, we don't agree with that decision, we'll pass a motion. So, as with the city, with the chief executive, if some decisions we don't like, we can have a say in stopping it, Now, unfortunately, in some you don't, like, for example, planning, which is probably right in terms of what happened in planning, but I don't know. I can't see what area you could actually extend the powers in that would make it more useful or more appropriate or more influential.
Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking of the guy you mentioned there, Alfie Byrne. I'm not sure, but I think he was got a high profile because I think he was responsible for a lot of housing at the time. I think it was 25,000 houses he had built in around that time.
And that's the saddest thing about being a councillor now. Well, of course, we haven't got the land. I know the city council, for example, only have in vacant sites, they only have 40 acres, which is enough for 2,000 houses. So, in Alfie's time, you probably had, when was he in the 40s and 50s? You had Ballyfermot and you had Crumlin, Drimna. I don't know where in the north side. I know Marino was in the 30s or earlier, I'm not sure. But there aren't vast tracts of land where you could actually build that amount of social houses, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, let's get back to yourself anyway. Looking at your CV, you've got an honours degree in accounting and finance. Did you find that boring?
No, because now I'm a bit of a saddo. I love numbers now. I'm just happiest when I'm doing numbers. I inherited that from my father. He worked in CIE, he was in the accounts office, and my grandfather on my mother's side was a meter reader in the USB, and I used to see him do on a Sunday when we'd be up there, and he'd be doing the subtraction to work out the units. It was all done manually in those days. He'd take the reading and then subtract it from the previous reading. So I think there must be something in the DNA that makes us love figures. I mean, it's a terrible thing to say, but okay. We do love figures.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's always the great thing about life, if you can get a job that you love, that's the half of
absolutely,
the battle, isn't it?
Yeah.
And just talking also, you have 14 years as a councillor in there, North Inner City. So the improvements in the North Inner City, are you happy with everything, the way they're happening, or would you like to see more done?
Well, unfortunately, like all things, you know, we'd like to see things happening much, much faster. But I just looking, like, one of the things that's very dear to me is education, because when I left school, like, I didn't even apply for college. It wasn't even something that you contemplated. I was just lucky. When I joined, I got into the bank through some very big hole in their net. I got through, and I was lucky enough to get a scholarship to college. But now it's turning now. It's getting to the stage where kids in this area aren't saying, if I go to college, it's when I go to college, mm-hmm. is what I'm going to do. And that's a sea change in the last 30 years. I mean, I think 30 years ago, 3% of residents of, say, Dublin 1, 2 areas, the inner city areas, would have gone to college. Now it's up around 30%. My old alma mater, O'Connell School, 60% of the leaving cert school class this year went on to college, which was, like, in our day, it was 0%. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's good to see that. You'd love to see everything happening much quicker and all, but, you know, step by step, you know. And we've obviously issues in the North Inner City, which is curtailing a rapid that going faster, but it's going in the right direction, and that's mm-hmm. the main thing.
As you say, once it's gone in the right direction. You're on a lot of agencies, and you spread yourself around quite a bit. Will they be put on the back burner now for the year that you're the Lord Mayor?
Well, the council committees, I'd still be attending, because I'm on ones that I really like, and again, you know, you've exposed me as a numbers nerd, Noel. Thanks very much. I'm on the audit committee and I'm on the finance committee. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm also on ones that I really have an interest in, like the commemorative naming committee, which is to do with the centenary or the decade of commemorations. You know, that's a great committee, and we did a huge amount of work for 1916, the 100th anniversary of 1916 Rising. And local history stuff, which, again, I'm really interested in. Mm-hmm. So I would keep those up. A few of the local boards that I'm on, I may have to pull back a bit. But, you know, the one thing which is a bit scary, the last three Lord Mayors in the last term of office mm-hmm. didn't make it back to the city, to the chamber. They lost their seats. So there's a bit of a jinx there, I think. You know?
Okay.
So you probably remember Usheen Quinn and Evelyn Byrne didn't make it back. So, and one of the things we were just laughing, now none of my constituency colleagues would stoop so low, but we heard in the case of Usheen Quinn, certain other candidates were telling the constituents, you don't need to vote for Usheen, he's the Lord Mayor, he gets in automatically.
Okay, false news.
Politics a dirty game, no.
It is indeed, you can say that again. No, I was just thinking, look, you're on the special committee of the Fire Ambulance Services and Emergency Management, and also the policing committee and that sort of thing. Will you be able to keep your hand in there? You'll keep those.
Oh, absolutely. It's vital. I mean, the ambulance service, I mean, people have no idea of the amount of pressure on the ambulance service and the fire service. And a thing, again, to highlight, if you have a heart attack in Dublin, it's the second safest city in the world to have a heart attack in. The survival rate is the second highest in the world. And that's down to the paramedics and senior paramedics. If you have a heart attack and you see a fire brigade coming instead of an ambulance, don't worry. There's mm-hmm. two paramedics on that.
Okay.
You know, it's brilliant. I mean, that level of services is just people don't really appreciate it. It's superb.
Yeah, one thing I have to ask you about, Niall, is about the National Handball and Croke Park Community Centre.
Yes.
Because, I mean, handball, people don't hear about it so much, but I remember when I was young, it was a great, great sport. So is it still going and still vibrant?
It is still going and it's vibrant. And what we have in the heart of the inner city is obviously Croke Park. And there's a new centre being built. There was a dispute, as you may recall, with the last centre. The GAA were trying to take a repossession of it. But we came to, in fairness to Bertie Ahern, mediated and became to an agreement. I'm on the handball council in Croke Park, the centre board. Mm-hmm. And now, as I look out the window of my office now, you can see where they're starting to build a new handball centre. And the GAA want a world-class handball centre. They will own it, but there's also a community centre attached to it for mm-hmm. the community. And that'll bring back the games, because the old handball centre in St. Joseph's Avenue is just not fit for purpose anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah, because it used to be part of the remit at the time, if I remember correctly, in and around the city. I don't know about the rest of the country. The handball alley, as they called it at the time, that was part of the social amenities that were put in around the place. And I think they
Absolutely. And there's two up in O'Connell School. And I remember as a kid, we used to play there all the time. And now, unfortunately, it's been covered, it's been roofed, and it's used as a storage facility. So, you know, hopefully with a world-class centre in the vicinity, in the neighbourhood, it'll be used again, you know, or it'll come back to life. It's a great sport.
Okay. So have you had time? You've taken a deep breath just a couple of days into it. You'll be going full metal now all the way, of course, for the year.
Oh, absolutely. Full throttle, yeah. As I said in my speech, I'm really proud to be a Dubliner. I'm just generations of Dublin in me. I just want Dublin and Dubliners to be proud of me by the end of my term. At least they say, look, he did a good job. He was one of our own and he represented us well. Mm-hmm. And he got Sam Maguire in back for us for the four in a row. Mm-hmm. That'll be the acid test, I think, Noel.
Okay, and on reflection, I know, as I said, I know it's only a few days, but have you had time to sit down and say, well, this is what I'm going to do, sort of a bucket list maybe?
Yeah, I have some priorities, and what I'm trying to concentrate on things that I can actually do, rather than say, you know, the macro level. I think we should tackle homelessness, you know, or social housing. You know, yes, there will be developments on that, and I'll do as much as I can on those. But on a practical level, for example, next week I have the first meeting of a Lord Mayor's group I set up to look at the Magdalen site on Sean McDermott Street and agree with the Magdalen women mm-hmm. an appropriate memorial on that, so that site, which is owned by Dublin City Council, can go ahead and be developed in conjunction with the Magdalen women. That part of the development will be a permanent memorial. I mean, that's something practical. Another practical thing I'm hoping to announce fairly soon is I've been working with Dublin Port Company, and like obviously on the north side there's been issues with them in terms of infill and the 52 acres. Mm-hmm. But they allowed me on the night to confirm that there'll be no more infill. And also we've been working on a community gain, which is a city farm on the East Wall Road. They've given an acre of land which is going to be developed as a city farm, which is, it'll be the first in Ireland. For example, there's 16 of them in London. And they really, they're brilliant for children. They really stimulate them and give them a sense of, you know, obviously of animals and, you know, that it mm-hmm. isn't all about concrete and whatever, you know, there's other aspects of life.
Get away from the concrete jungles, yeah.
And there's a lot more things like that. In my day, I thought milk just came from a bottle. What's this cow thing, you know? So kids will get an opportunity to see farm animals, and I think that's great.
Well, maybe for conservation, they should go back to putting the milk back in the bottles. But anyway, just to talk about, do you think, seeing this thing you mentioned earlier on, like things can be so slow getting done, do you think that type of thing could be happen and finish during the course of your tenure of the year?
Yeah, and that's why all of the four or five things that I've said I want to do are things that I'm confident can be done in the year, you know, and that. And another thing I'm doing now, which is, it's just an idea I had. I got it from Galway. I want to reach out to people who, you know, might necessarily ever have an opportunity to be in the Mansion House. Like the pop-up picnic for disabled people. I want to have one in the Mansion House. Mm-hmm. I want to do at Christmas a Santa Claus in the Mansion House for autistic children, that it's a quiet Santa. It's not the madness that would be down in Arnott's or wherever. So, and that's what they need, you know.
Okay.
I mean, we can do practical things like that, and
okay, well, it looks
make a difference to as many people as possible.
Well, it looks like, as I said, you're only in the job a few days, but you have good things sort of that you have planned for your bucket list there. And
so fellas like you will keep me on my toes anyway. Now.
Okay. Well, I hope to have you on a few times in the course
Absolutely,
of your year.
Anytime.
And if you have anything you'd like to get out there in the course, don't forget to hesitate to get in touch with Neil FM, and
Brilliant.
We'll be happy to get a vibe. But congratulations again, Niall.
Thanks very much, Noel. Thanks very much.
And enjoy it. That's the main thing, I
absolutely,
think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Noel.
Thank you
Take
very
care.
Much. I'll see you. Bye-bye. That's Niall Ring, the newly elected Lord Mayor of Dublin. It sounds like he's going to do some wonderful things around the city while he's here. Let's hope they come to fruition in the course of his tenure, as I said there. But congratulations again to Niall.